listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented and Beatles shirt wearing. She's got her the Beatles black T-shirt on today. That's an awesome T-shirt. Elisa Profumo.
Hey.
That's a great shirt.
I think you've had too much of that feel-good Altrient C today.
Yeah, you can tell I'm energized, aren't I?
Woo. You are.
That's funny. Anyway, so we have a great show planned, thanks to Elisa's efforts. Lots of great stuff. We will be talking about Monsatan today. And
lots of stuff about Monsanto. Wow.
We have listener comments and questions, and the comments are coming in as we talk. I mean, they're being posted on the website, on Facebook. So we're gonna do our best to cover everybody's questions and comments today.
Yes.
Okay. So where do we start, Elisa?
I want to know, how do I stop people from sending those invitations on Facebook?
Well, there is a way you can do it. It's very, very simple. Well, first of all, you have to find out where they live, and then you have to buy a gun. You have to wait outside their home.
A gun?
Yeah.
I'll be in trouble if I do that.
I know. It's so annoying, right? I wonder sometimes if people send those intentionally.
What do you mean?
Well, I think sometimes when you go and play those games, they snooker you into inviting all your friends in order to play them. Because I can't imagine people are sitting there going, you know, I want other people to play this game with me, people that I know, so I'm going to invite everybody I know.
I don't have a clue what goes through the minds of people.
The only way you can do it is find out where they live and threaten them. That's it.
Oh, this one lives in Italy. I wouldn't mind going over there.
Yeah, right. There you go. That'd be a good trip.
So did you know that Shaquille O'Neal has a new soda coming out?
Shaquille O'Neal has a soda?
A soda. It's called Soda Shack.
Soda Shack.
Soda Shack. Okay. And it's...
I'm calling Jump the Shark right from the get-go. I'm saying it's a big failure.
He teamed with Arizona Beverage Company out of Arizona.
Right.
And
they're the ones behind Arizona Iced Teas, right?
Yes.
All those cool drinks,
mm-hmm,
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's a cream soda. It's supposedly on the can, it says it's all natural. I looked for nutrient information. I couldn't find it yet, but it did say in one of the USA Today articles that now Shaq can name big high fructose corn syrup to his list of nicknames.
Well, and let's talk about something. It was, I want to say 2008 or 2009, Shaquille O'Neal sponsored a reality TV show called Shaq's Big Challenge, where he took obese kids and helped them whip themselves into shape. So now I guess he's given up on that mission. So now he figures, oh, the hell with it. These kids are going to be fat anyway. I may as well make money on them.
I don't know. It says here there's going to be four flavors, strawberry, orange, vanilla, and blueberry, and 50 million cans will be in circulation by June. Yeah. And that's not going to help the obesity epidemic any.
No, but I don't think Shaq cares. But didn't you say that Shaq had a vodka? I didn't even hear about it. Like, did he have it out of vodka?
This is a Los Angeles Times article from December of 2012 where he launched a vodka called Love Shaq.
I've never heard of it. It had to be a fan. I mean,
His hands in so many things.
I'm not a big vodka. Yeah, it's like, I think he probably has a website where you can just license his name. I'd love to see if I could license his name for a new toilet paper. Well, Shaq Soft.
It says it's a stroke of marketing genius or a sign of devastating hubris. The booze is named Love Shack. It's also gluten-free and absent of any sugar. It contains coconut flavoring.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting.
But really? I mean, where is it? I've never heard anything about
it.
I've heard of Absolute. I've heard of Finlandia. I've heard of these brands. I've even heard of, because I was involved in a little project where I had to do some research on vodkas. And I've, you know, there's all these different, I mean, vodkas are the largest segment in the liquor stores today. Vodkas are outpacing wine now.
Really?
Oh, there's every flavor, bacon flavored, potato flavored.
Candy, wasn't there like cotton candy flavored?
Cotton candy. I mean, it's every flavor you can imagine. There's every type of vodka out there. So he's just going to get lost in the myriad of other vodkas, I predict.
Well, here's one for you. Did you know that there's a dairy farmer that blends vodka from cow's milk?
Yes. Someone emailed me or messaged me on Facebook, and I'm sorry I don't remember your name. I apologize. But yes, there's a guy in the UK producing a vodka called Black Cow Vodka that is exclusively made from grass-fed dairy, from grass-fed milk. He has 250 cows. He milks the cows. He doesn't sell the milk anymore. He turns it into vodka.
It says when Jason Barber milks his 250 dairy cows, they produce smooth, creamy vodka.
I wonder if it's clear or if it's milky colored. I wonder if it is. I would love to see what it looks like. He's piqued my interest. It's very, very interesting to me.
He's in Dorset, England, it says.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I mean, I would like to try a raw, a grass-fed, I guess it's not raw because I would imagine part of the process is heating it, I would imagine. I don't know. I don't know anything about making vodka. But I guess if you can ferment it, you can make alcohol out of it, and that's what he's doing.
It's a marketing smash, it says.
I bet.
Yeah.
Kids can pour it on their cereal in the morning. Hey, can I have Count Chocula with the black cow milk, Mommy? Yes, of course, because you always behave and sleep all day long. So you're mommy's little angel when you use black cow milk in your cereal.
I couldn't imagine drinking vodka from what? How's it typically made?
Oh, from corn. They make it from potatoes. They make it from grains. Anything that you can what's the word I'm looking for? Ferment. You can make vodka out of.
Hmm.
So you know, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see if it's clear or creamy. If anybody knows anything about it, I'd like to know more about it because it would be interesting. Just as from the standpoint of if it's creamy, that would really be an interesting vodka. I mean, it probably would look like a white Russian then, right? Don't they use vodka to make white Russians? Vodka, Kahlua, and milk or something like that. No, I guess the Kahlua is a black Russian. But, I mean, I would imagine it's all ready for a white Russian if it's creamy already.
I think so.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Did you hear the news?
What news is that? There's so much of it.
No, we've got so much to talk about today. Chipotle, which we now have a Chipotle in Louisville.
Yeah.
They are now going to label their GMOs.
I applaud them.
Yes.
I applaud them. I applaud anybody who does this today. That's a smart... First of all, they were the first, quote-unquote, fast food company to locally source beef and chicken and pork.
Mm-hmm.
So when they put a store up in a town, before they put a store up in a town, they have to find local farmers to produce and supply them with. And quite often, their beef is grass-fed, pasture-fed beef.
Really?
Yes. So that's a step in the right direction. When I learned that about them, I thought, wow, this is a great restaurant chain. Now they're going to openly label anything that's GMO, which you know means that they're not going to have any GMO in their store.
What about, don't they have those tortilla-type chips? And those are from corn.
Yeah, but you know there's Amish corn out there that is not genetically modified. The Amish people have protected the corn. You know? So maybe they're going to source from specific places where they'll be able to say nothing in this store, nothing in this restaurant is genetically modified. Hmm. I mean, that would be so cool. I applaud them.
Yes, that's awesome.
As opposed to, you know, some of these other fast food companies that are trying to prove that their foods are healthy for you, and we know they're not. I mean, you know, McDonald's is always trying to do that.
Subway. Yeah. So I have a story here that says, breaking news, Subway is just as unhealthy as McDonald's.
No way!
And it says, I'm shocked, said no one ever.
Right. I like that. That's good. I like that.
It's a new fast food study that reveals what we already knew.
Right. And let's face it, people who eat Subway eat it because Jared lost 3,000 pounds claiming to eat one Subway sandwich a day and walking the entire rest of the day.
Well, what about the during the Summer Olympics when all of the athletes there were touting, you know, the skater guy?
They were doing commercials
and Michael
for Subway.
Phelps.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps. They all do Subway commercials, all those athletes.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know they don't really eat it. Just because they endorse it doesn't mean they really eat it. You want to know what? I'm the only person, I bet, in media today that actually takes all the stuff that we advertise on this show. Think about that. I really do.
That's an interesting thought.
I'm sure that Michael Phelps eats the occasional Subway sandwich because it's probably part of his contract that he has to eat them from time to time. But I'm sure that, you know, it's not something he goes out to eat. It's part of his contract. Yeah.
It says the researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, found that despite the claims to the contrary, Subway is just as unhealthy as McDonald's.
Did they say why? Did they say it's because of the processed meats, the luncheon meats in it, or did they say it's because of the high grain-based carbohydrates? Did they say anything about that at all, to your knowledge?
It says here, while total calories were slightly lower at Subway, the average calories per sandwich purchased and sodium content were both higher at Subway. The Subway sandwiches contained an average of 784 calories versus 572 at McDonald's. The sodium content at both restaurants was three times higher than the recommended daily dose of 2,140 milligrams at Subway versus 1,829 at McDonald's.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
All right, so when we come back, we've got lots of good stories to talk about.
Yes.
You're going to want to stay tuned. Plus, we'll cover your topics, your comments, your questions openly on today's Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian Altrian ME Gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Did you see, I had a laugh at this one. Did you see, was JCPenney had a newspaper ad where they were selling a tea kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And people came out and said that the silhouette of the tea kettle, if you squinted, looked like the infamous Chancellor of Germany, Adolf Hitler. And so they wanted JCPenney to remove the ad for the tea kettle. Well, ironically, the tea kettle sold out as soon as they did this.
Well, that's helping JCPenney's because they've been kind of lagging with their stock lately. So
this falls right in line with the people who put the potato chip that looks like the Blessed Mother on eBay and want to sell it for $10,000. Like a potato chip has a mark in it when they fried it, and if you squint and turn it to the left and stand on one foot, it looks like, you know, Jesus or the Blessed Mother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can see what they're going at. When you look at the picture of Adolf Hitler next to the tea kettle, you know, the spout of the tea kettle looks like a raised hand. And the handle of the tea kettle has a thickening that looks like his signature haircut. But it's a tea kettle, for crying out loud. It's like, I'm sure that you can look at a billion things in the day and find that they resemble, in some bizarre way, something else and then take issue with it.
It's ridiculous. The company tweeted, if we had designed it to look like something, we would have gone with a snowman or something fun.
Yeah. I mean, people are just out of control in this country today.
It's crazy. It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me. That's for sure. You know, I mean, it's just par for the course. That's for sure.
Okay. So did you want to talk about...
Well, no,
sunblock.
Yeah, you said that you found a list of natural oils that provide some sunblock value now.
I did. I found 10 oils with natural SPF. And with all of the news media now talking about how sunblock causes cancer.
Yeah, which is something that I talked about. I want to say in 2007, I first started to talk about the fact that sunblock is linked to different types of skin cancers.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hate mail from people. I got mail from people saying that I was an idiot, that how could I say such things, that sunblock protects against skin cancer. And now Dr. Bozo, the Wizard of Oz, is talking about the fact that, oh, could sunblock be linked to skin cancer?
And now everybody thinks it's...
Yeah.
It's really I am the
Rodney Dangerfield of radio.
I tell you, I don't get no respect. No respect at all.
I know, Rodney. Nobody even knows who I mean, I say these things and then and people don't remember. They don't go back and go, oh yeah, right. Carl talked about that in 2007. Maybe we should mention that he talked about it back in 2007. No.
No.
They just forget about it. That's okay. I don't mind. I'm there with Rodney Dangerfield. We're both from Brooklyn. What are you going to do? But yeah, okay. So these sunblocks actually provide some SPF value.
These
which is
oils
good.
Actually provide
I'm sorry.
SPF value. Okay. Right. Carrot seed oil has an SPF of 38 to 40.
Right.
But let me ask you this. So one of the reasons why they say sunblock is not good is because it prevents the production of vitamin D. So if you're using a natural SPF, is it going to do...
Okay, let's talk about what SPF stands for, first of all.
Okay.
If something has an SPF of 2, it means that you can stay in the sun twice as long to get the same yield of sun on the skin as if you were out there with nothing on your skin.
Okay.
So SPF is not just a function of opacity, that it's blocking the sun. SPF is a rating of the damage that occurs to the skin in a given period of time. So these oils provide, they're emollients, they are moisturizing the skin. They're keeping the skin from, quote-unquote, burning. So theoretically, if you went out in the sun with nothing on for an hour and got a complete sunburn, with an SPF of 2 or 3, it would take you 2 to 3 times to reach that complete sunburn. That's all SPF stands for. It's not about how much sun it blocks. It's about how it prolongs the ability to tolerate the sun by the skin.
Okay, so in this article that I'm reading from Natural News, it says there are two primary reasons why sunscreen causes cancer. First and most importantly, the use of sunscreen blocks the skin from absorbing sun rays.
Right.
But in doing so, it also blocks the creation of the all-essential vitamin D.
Right.
Says it blocks
right.
the creation
but those,
of the...
But that, okay, so and now let's go back and talk about what I just said. So these oils are not blocking the sun.
Right.
They're allowing the skin to stay in the sun for longer periods of time without getting damaged as quickly. But they're not blocking the sun. The sun blocks, quote-unquote, actually use particles of oxidized metals, typically.
Nanoparticles?
Yeah, to actually block the sun, to mm-hmm. block it. But more importantly, these nanoparticles are absorbed by the skin. We are just starting to understand now that those nanoparticles get into the skin and into the bloodstream and end up in places like the brain and lymph nodes and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a dual action when you come to these traditional sunblocks. But when you talk about oils, like
it's a sunscreen, not there's a
well, it's I don't even like these terms anymore because these terms are not applicable now that we understand that sun is good.
Right.
You know, they prolong your ability to stay in the sun. They're not blocking the sun. They're protecting the skin from the damages of being over radiated by bathing the skin. So these are not sunblocks, these oils. These are just they are just prolonging your ability to stay in the sun. And that's why I don't like this whole nomenclature, SPF and everything else.
Okay, well, carrot seed oil is 38 to 40 times. Raspberry seed oil
38 to 40 times?
Yeah, carrot seed oil.
SPF at 38.
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel.
Raspberry seed oil is 28 to 60. Wheat germ oil is 20. Avocado oil is 4 to 15 times.
Mm-hmm. How about, is coconut oil in there?
Coconut oil is 2 to 8 times.
Yeah, and see, when I was young, I would lay out in the sun. I would use Hawaiian Tropic, which was like coconut oil and a bunch of other tropical oils, and it had like an SPF of 2.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't blocking the sun. It was just, you know, prolonging your ability to stay in the sun because there was nothing, it was clear. There was nothing in it.
Olive oil is 2 to 8 times.
Really? But mm-hmm. then you're going to smell like olive oil.
Oh, I like the smell of olive oil.
Well, okay.
Okay, almond oil. Almond
I like
oil
that.
Smells awesome. It's right. 5 times. Shea butter is 3 to 6 times.
Mm.
Macadamia nut is 6. Macadamia nut oil. And jojoba?
Jojoba.
It's 4 times.
Yeah. So, you know what I just thought of? That stuff that we get from Deb Rock.
The DHR whip.
Yeah, it's got three or four of those oils, plus vitamin A and vitamin E and vitamin D in it, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's got shea butter and coconut oil.
It has almond oil, I think, in it.
Almond oil.
So we could just use that to lay out in the sun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go. Good news. Good news. And, of course, the all-important vitamin D. We just did a show recently that talked about supplementing with vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And getting blood levels up above 40 nanograms a deciliter, and actually the higher up, closer to 80 nanograms a deciliter, provide an anti-diabetic effect, keep you from developing diabetes, keep the insulin resistance from developing in your body. And for decades, we've been telling people, stay out of the sun. This is another contributing factor to the whole diabetes issue here, in my opinion.
What do you think about, I know people whose physicians have told them to only take vitamin D during the winter months and not during the summer because they're afraid they're going to get too much D.
And that's not true, and I'll tell you why. There was a study done by ASU, Arizona State University, looking at people in Phoenix. And you would think, okay, people in Phoenix, it's 112 degrees several days out of the summer, they should have the highest vitamin D levels? No. No, because people... They get in their car in their garage.
They stay indoors.
They drive to work. They get out of their car in a covered parking lot, or even if they get out of the car in a normal parking lot, they run into a store.
Mm-hmm.
They run back out. No, people are not in the sun. So I disagree with that entirely. I think now, if you're a landscaper, and you spend 8 hours a day and periods of that time without your shirt on, then yeah, you probably can back down. But you know what? The only way to know for sure is to use an inexpensive and effective vitamin D test and know for yourself.
Right.
Because who spends time in the sun today? Nobody. Even if you aren't afraid of the sun, you're in your office, you're in your house, in your car. I mean, you do because you're out in the yard all the time.
I like being in the yard.
Yeah, and you have a tan right now on your shoulders and your arms.
Just a little.
Yeah.
So. On the Vitamin D Council's website, they just have a lot of good information about vitamin D if people are interested. There's an article about how vitamin D helps with eczema.
Right.
Low vitamin D levels linked to breast cancer in Saudi Arabian women. Low vitamin D status linked to hip fracture risk.
Right.
Vitamin D may help with a treatment with asthma. It's just so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
That vitamin D helps.
It's good stuff. Very, very good stuff. So there you go. Don't be afraid of the sun. Get out in the sun once in a while. And but these are things that we've been talking about on the show forever. Okay. So now it's in vogue, right? Just recently. When was it? A couple months ago, or we started talking about the fact that the Dermatology Association has come forth and said, hey, you know what? We were wrong. You should get in the sun once in a while. And we've been talking about that on the show for years. Like, don't be afraid of the sun. Get out in the sun.
What do you think about those shirts that you can put on that have SPF that block the sun rays?
Well, okay. There are actually clothes and bathing suits that let the sun in so you don't get a tan line. Okay, so technically those have an SPF as well. This shirt I'm wearing right now has an SPF. How you would rate it, I'm not sure how they would rate it, but I'm sure that it has an SPF of maybe 400. I don't know. You can stay in the sun 400 times longer with this shirt on. But sun gets through everything. Well, not everything, obviously. I'm you know, exaggerating here. But the sun has the ability to get through any piece of material to some degree. So I don't know. I mean, should you wear clothing that you know is light enough and sheer enough that lets sun in? Yeah, I think that's a good idea if you're spending time outside and you don't want to take your shirt off, or it's not appropriate to take your shirt off.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about shirts that block the sun, because I've read in like athlete magazines where you can get, if you're a surfer, you can get a shirt that blocks the sun's rays.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. If the arms are exposed, the neck and the face are exposed, and your legs are exposed, and you don't want to get a sunburn on your shoulders because you're out there for hours, I think that's good. You're going to need that. You know, if you're only out for a couple hours, I mean, surfers are spending 10 hours a day out in the sun, day in and day out throughout the whole summer. So, yeah, they do have to protect themselves because they're the other end of the extreme.
Right.
But, no, I don't think it's necessarily important for people who are not getting any sun to begin with to be concerned about blocking more sun. So, no. And don't put it on your kids either. You know what? None of my kids ever got sunblock. We used suntan lotion on them, Bain de Soleil, and monitored them to make sure that they didn't get burnt and ease them into the sunlight over the summer. But sunblock wasn't really, I take that back. When they were infants, we did use some sunblock on them if they were going to be out at the beach with us. So I don't think it's important. I really don't. And I think it's a mistake. We have to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
All right, so we have lots more to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat fat burner patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with a healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AM Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
AM Nutrition.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Mr. Bombastic!
Welcome back.
We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
To Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. This next story is really... we weren't able to truly investigate the source of this story, but...
And plus it's an older story, but I thought it was worth talking about.
Well, yeah, especially because the vegan agenda continues to propagate throughout the United States.
Baby breastfed by a vegan mother dies. An 11-month-old baby exclusively breastfed by a vegan mother has died, and the parents are charged with neglect after an autopsy indicated the baby had suffered from deficiencies in vitamin B12 and vitamin A, which are critical to a child's development.
Right. And also deficient in the traditional vegan diet. Vitamin right. B12 is very deficient in the traditional vegan diet.
Right. It says here that a French court convicted the parents to 5 years in prison due to imbalanced vegan diet the mother ate, which led to nutrient-poor breast milk and a failure to thrive. The child, who eventually fell ill from severe nutrient deficiency and diet without the parents ever seeking proper medical attention.
This must be the only French person who's a vegan, because the French love the Mediterranean diet. They drink wine, they eat cheese, they eat butter. So, I mean, you know, I can't believe that this woman was a... She must be the only vegan in France.
I don't know about that.
Well, but listen to this. If you can't sustain the development of a baby that you're breastfeeding with this diet, what is it doing to you? Those out there who still embrace the vegan lifestyle and, you know, claim it, oh, it's healthier. It's not healthier. In fact, I emailed Ginny this morning about another scientific study that puts our conversion from eating grass and roots 3.5 million years ago to eating animals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this whole notion that we're vegans, you know, oh, we're supposed to eat vegetables and that's it, and fruit and bread and grain. It's like, that's nonsense. It's not true. And look what this woman did to stick to her zealot lifestyle diet. She killed her baby. This is nonsense. Yeah. We got, and the worst part is that the government and PETA and the vegans out there are trying to convince us that the vegan lifestyle is not only healthier, but the only way that we can feed the masses. It's nonsense. We already know that it takes more land to grow vegetation to feed people than it does to grow animals to feed people. We know that. And plus, it's tougher on the land. So this has to stop. Yeah. It's terrible.
While we're on the subject of children, did you see the new report out from the CDC that says 1 in 50 American kids have autism?
Now, think about this. It was 1 in 88, mm-hmm. but 1 in like 33 boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 1 in 50 boys and girls. So what's happening is, and keep in mind that they have dropped a lot of the quote-unquote diseases on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, well, they've broadened the net. They're, you know, no, guess what?
Dropped it.
People with Asperger's don't get considered, they're not in this test anymore. So add them to this mix.
It says boys are four times as likely to get autism as girls. Why is that? Do you know?
Well, there's some theories about testosterone and toxicity, that men are more prone to developing toxic buildup because of testosterone. Somebody said that on my show a long time ago. I don't remember who it was. It could have been Dr. Merrill Nass. I don't remember, because we were talking about vaccines back then.
Yeah, so 1 in 50 children.
It's just scary. I mean, you know what? Think about this. I mean, nobody realizes what the impact of this will not be felt for another 30 years when these children's parents start dying off, and these children cannot lead normal lives, so these children have to be institutionalized for the remaining 50, 60 years of their lives.
That's terrible.
Because they can't live on their own. So think about that. Think about the masses of people that are going to have to be taken care of 30, 40 years from now. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. And not just for autism either. There are a host of other things that people are going to have to be taken care of.
Oh, I know. Well, don't forget, we have it on both ends. Their parents are going to develop Alzheimer's disease and other diseases related to diabetes or just diabetes and obesity separately, because obviously you can be diabetic and not obese.
Mm-hmm.
But think about this. This nation is really in trouble, and this government pitter patters around protecting companies like Monsanto. You know, it's like, and going after farmers for selling raw milk.
That's your show yesterday with the attorney. That was just the things the government do to these poor farmers. It's terrible.
I mean, if this government really gave a damn about the health in this country, there are so many first line steps that they would have taken by now. And I know that I'm all about freedom, okay? I'm all about less government. But come on. If you are making tax dollars on tobacco products that are killing close to 1 million people a year just in this country, but then telling people that raw milk is dangerous and not being honest about the agenda, the food agenda, and how it's poisoning the population and pushing them into disease, what the government doesn't realize, and this is why they're so stupid, without the people here, you got no tax dollars. You got nothing to govern. And people are leaving this country, and people are getting sick and unable to earn. We're going to hit a point where there's no return. The government won't be able to have anybody to tax, so they won't be able to take care of the people that they've helped become sick. And the government is going to leave the country first. They're going to pack up and close D.C. up and say gone fishing, because they're not going to be able to collect taxes pretty soon. It's a scary sight. It really is. I don't know what to do.
Speaking of the autism, did you see the story where the Italian court ruled the MMR vaccine caused autism?
Yeah, but you didn't hear about that here, right?
No, because it also says the U.S. media blacks out the story. Right. Why is that?
Well, because the U.S. media is driven by the broadcast companies and the media companies they work for, and those are driven by advertising dollars. And guess who advertises more than anybody else? The food companies and the drug companies. So you're gonna piss them off? You're gonna piss them off and say, hey, we're running this story? And well, they'll say, well, that's fine. We just cut our budget by $60 million for your station, for your company. I mean, no, of course not. I mean, I know that we don't want to talk about this yet, and we got to go into it later, more detail when we talk about Monsanto. But do you realize there was a 400 unified city march against Monsanto all around this world? And we didn't hear one story about it on the news. Nobody said, I mean, oh, they covered the what did they call that? Sit-ins in New York about the stock market. What did they call that? Occupy, whatever. They cover those stories. One city, Occupy, all these people living in a park for 30 days or six, no problem. 400 cities protested against Monsanto around the world.
Not one story.
A coordinated, organized effort, not one story in the media. Now, for those of you out there who read mainstream drivel, from organizations that are, you know, like Time Warner and whatever, and believe any of it, you're an idiot. They censor what they want to censor. They tell us what they want to tell us. There's an agenda here to keep you marching to work and keep you making a paycheck and keep you giving the government tax dollars and keep you spending money on things that make you sick. It's terrible. I told you, the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information. Because the people who are getting their information from the mainstream media will continue to get sick and die off. And their children will develop autism. And they will end up in dire situations because they are getting the wrong information. They're being told things like Subway are healthy for them. That just follow the MyPlate program. That's all you have to do and you'll be healthy. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it's sad. This is a great country. Why doesn't the government give a damn about the people? That's what I want to know.
I was just, I pulled up the article that you were referencing about the Monsanto and how the mainstream media ignored thousands of individuals marching down the busiest streets of major cities worldwide. It's just, like you said, it's appalling.
You know what? They'll cover a story about Bessie the cow got loose on Interstate 413 today during rush hour and caused a logjam. They'll cover that. But then you know this was no accidental excerpt that was left out of the media. Their disregard for those marches was as organized and perfectly executed as the marches themselves were.
Well, it says here what's truly amazing that this I saw hundreds of pedestrians not taking part in the march, but videoing the march with their smartphones and then uploading them to Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. So we don't need the media.
But you know what? We do need the media because the problem is that the masses in this country are completely ignorant of what Monsanto is.
That's true.
In fact, a friend of yours just this morning said to you, oh, come on, you mean to tell me that if Monsanto offered you and Carl $500,000 a year to stop bashing them, you wouldn't take the money? And you replied?
I said, I know Carl would not take that money.
And you wouldn't either?
No, I wouldn't. But that was my first
response.
You
know what? I mean, are you serious? So in other words, join in. I would take $500,000 a year to destroy the rest of the country?
Well, he was using the analogy because we were talking about how these politicians are paid off by Monsanto.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, come on, you mean that you wouldn't take the payoff too?
No.
And I said, no.
No. Isn't it interesting? But that's what makes up this country. That's the mentality that makes up this country. And they think that if I could just get a piece of that action, I'd be part of this establishment. I'd be happy too. It's terrible. It's terrible. We have to take a break.
Okay. I guess we'll continue talking about Monsanto.
Yeah, when we come back, we got a lot of good things to talk about Monsanto today. I'm going to do my best to lose that $500,000 a year that they would give me to shut up in the next 20 minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200. $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3444 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We got a lot of good comments and questions to answer today. I got a comment from a guy who... we're going to talk about later about an article I wrote in my blog that we should stop calling it type 2 diabetes and call it acquired diabetes. And he totally disagrees with me. Some of the terms that I'm using maybe are misunderstood. We're going to get into that later. Also, I want to mention, guess what I'm ordering today?
I hope I know what you're going to order.
Two Power Block quick change kettlebells. Because we have kettlebells all over the place now. And I'm just going to order two of those because we could change. They go from 5 pounds to 60 pounds, the same way that the Power Block dumbbells go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
I'll be able to use those and do farmer's walks with you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So anyway, okay.
Does that sound like a bee?
Yes, it is a bee. Tell me about bees.
Well, there's a couple things we wanted to talk about where bees are concerned. First, there was an article. I actually put this on my Facebook page this week. Russia warns Obama about the bees dying off.
Yeah, the bee colony collapse issue.
Putin is evidently extremely outraged that the current regime continues to protect Monsanto and Syngenta in the face of a growing bee apocalypse.
And see, I guess I don't even realize how we depend on bees. And somebody told me without bees, the world would stand still and everything would die.
Russia's saying that this is going to lead to a world war if something's not done about it.
And this is all because of Monsanto. Once again, people need to understand something, that we know now, and we're going to talk about this in a minute as well, that it's Roundup that's killing the bees. Now, remember that Monsanto bought Bee Logic last year, I think it was, because they want to do the research on their own. There's a wonderful man named Terrence Ingram, who lives in Illinois, who's responsible with saving the American bald eagle from extinction. Okay? He's a scientist, he's an ecologist, he's a naturist, and he is the reason that we still have bald eagles in this United States, because he researched them, he studied them, and determined what needed to be done in order to save the bald eagles from extinction. Right? So you would think that this guy is, like, really held in high regard by the United States, right?
He's trying to save the bee population.
For the past 15 years, he's been working with the bees because he saw this coming. And he developed a genetically engineered bee on his own dollars, without Monsanto's involvement, that is completely resistant to Roundup and doesn't die from the Roundup. Well, guess what they did? Local government agency seized all of his bees and killed them all. Now, think about this for a second. Why would they do that? Illegally seize this guy's bees and kill them all. And you know what it is? It's because he discovered that it's Roundup that's killing the bees, and he found a way to keep the bees from dying from the Roundup. Now, I'm not suggesting a genetically modified bee is what we need. What we need is less Roundup and less pesticides out there. But the point is, his work proves unequivocally that the bee colony collapse is being caused by Roundup. Okay? And Monsanto doesn't want that information out there. So, like they always do, they pulled some strings and they got local government agencies to go in there and seize his bees.
That's just...
He's not a zealot. He's not a nut.
He's a scientist.
He's a scientist who was responsible for saving the American bald eagle from extinction. Okay? So... You want to talk about Monsanto.
Oh, back to the dispute between the U.S. and Russia. At the center of the dispute is the undisputed evidence that a class of neuroactive insecticides chemically related to nicotine are destroying our planet's bee population, and if left unchecked, could destroy our world's ability to grow enough food to feed the population.
And that shoots their whole plan in feeding the population with corn and grain in the foot.
So it says, so grave is the situation. The European Commission had this past week instituted a 2-year precautionary ban on these bee-killing pesticides following the lead of Switzerland, France, Italy, Russia, Slovenia, and Ukraine, all of whom had previously banned these most dangerous of genetically altered organisms from being used.
Now think about that. All these other countries have banned them but the United States. And why? Because Monsanto is running the government now. Monsanto is doing business with Blackwater. They have their own army. Okay? Monsanto is pushing back. Monsanto is suing farmers. Monsanto is buying politicians. Monsanto is, they want to take over the world. And this is not, take over the world. Look, they're getting in position. Monsanto sends.
Getting in position. They're in position.
Our politicians go to other countries and try to convince them to buy Monsanto's genetically modified foods. Why?
John Kerry was just over there to talk to Putin, and he didn't. He made him wait for 3 hours, and
right.
He wasn't going to see him, and he finally saw him.
Right, because of this, because he's pissed off about the bees.
Yeah, and what about when Tom Vilsack flew over there to try and convince them to use our genetically modified corn?
Now think about this. Why are American politicians going to other countries to promote Monsanto's products? Monsanto should be going to those countries and meeting with the people and promoting those products. No, they're trying to use the heavy hand of the government and threaten, hey, if you don't do what we want you to do, you won't be, you know, a favored country with us. We won't do what you want us to do.
Well, if you remember way back when I first started doing this show, Tom Vilsack was flying around on Monsanto's jet to do his
campaigning. Yeah.
And Monsanto was donating money to his campaign.
And you know what? And I understand that countries need to, General Motors and so on, governments work with other governments to promote commerce across country lines. I understand that. But this is heavy-handed. They're trying to these countries have already said, no, we don't want genetically modified products. And our government is going, but you've got to take it. You've got, why? Why? If anything, we should be going, gee, what do these other governments know that we don't? But they're so corrupt on Capitol Hill today. They're so damn corrupt.
Extensive list of politicians paid off by Monsanto. And this is a bipartisan list.
Yeah.
It's got Democrats and Republicans from all around the country that have taken money from Monsanto. And there's a long list of these politicians.
Hey, you know what? Mitch McConnell's on that list. And I like Mitch McConnell. He's on that list. He took $10,000 from them.
Yeah.
But you know who's not on there?
Rand Paul is not on here.
Rand Paul is not on there.
And he may be running for president. I don't know. But even, you know, the thing is you've got to look at these list of people who, I don't want to say they're corrupt.
Yeah.
But
look, you know what Monsanto's doing? Monsanto's got enough money. They can go to the racetrack, bet every horse in every race. They don't care because they win no matter what. They go in and they go, how many horses in this race? 16? We bet them all. They're not betting against themselves. They're betting any one of those horses can win. They're going to give money to every politician. They're going to give money to any organization. They're going to give money to anything, anybody, anyone that can help them further their cause. So they got the money to throw around. It's sad.
It's shocking.
They're going to rename the country from the United States to the United States of Monsanto very shortly. You watch. It's terrible.
Well,
better do something about it, folks.
Do you remember the rodent study that revealed all the tumors from the genetically
modified?
Yeah,
that Monsanto pushed back and said, well, those rats are genetically predisposed to develop cancer. Yeah, they use them for cancer research for that reason.
The French government is now calling for a health agency investigation seeking to analyze the research and potentially ask European authorities to protect human health and abandon the use of GMO crops.
Until they can figure out if they're safe or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, I don't think that's unrealistic. I think that's sensible. This country should be going, you know what? We really don't know what the dangers of these crops are. So let's stop selling them while we find that out.
Well, what I find so ironic is they say that we have to feed the world. The world doesn't want genetically modified.
Didn't you say that China just told them to go flip off? I mean, China, this is a country that has what? A trillion people? They talk about hard time feeding. I mean, they have their hands full feeding their population. And quite frankly, no disrespect to the Chinese population, but some of the things I've seen that they eat in China, I wouldn't eat. I mean, for crying out loud. But they don't want genetically modified corn.
From May 22nd, breaking news, China destroys 3 U.S. shipments of genetically modified corn.
Could you imagine? These poor people are looking for ways to feed themselves, but they won't. The government won't feed them genetically modified corn. And think about that. You know, the United States is always talking about, you can't buy drugs from China because they have very poor standards. The Chinese products are very, very poor. They paint the toys with lead-based paints. You know, they always paint China in this light of they don't care about their people. They don't care what happens to their people. They'll feed their people poop if they could. Well, guess what? If all that's true, they won't eat genetically modified corn. What does that tell you?
It says here the law says that the Chinese Ministry of Agriculture must require environmental and food safety tests to be carried out by Chinese institutions in order to verify data provided by the seed developer. All these documents must be reviewed by the National Biosafety Committees before the MOA can issue a safety certificate. Yet these shipments of U.S. corn did not have the relevant safety certificates and approval documents, according to news reports.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay, so the only thing we haven't talked about right now, and we could either go into the break and come out of it and talk about it a little bit more about Monsanto, and that is the unauthorized
wheat.
Mm-hmm. Because that's also caused a lot of distress abroad in other countries, right?
Yes.
So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. We're going to continue to talk about Monsanto. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live my life as a thug till the day I die.
You
usually something for nothing is worth nothing. But go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about Monsanto.
Every time we talk about Monsanto, it gives me a headache.
Because of my ranting?
No, I'm teasing.
But don't worry. You know what? Soon they'll be contacting us and offering us each $500,000 to stop talking about them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
Okay. So I guess some genetically modified wheat created by Monsanto that wasn't approved for use turned up in an 80-acre farm in Oregon last month.
Yeah.
The farmer attempted to kill wheat with Monsanto's Roundup herbicide. He found several plants that survived the weed killer, the U.S. Ag Department said. The scientist found that the wheat was a strain of field-tested from 98 to 2005, and it was deemed to be safe by Monsanto, but it wasn't approved. It didn't get through the regulatory process.
See, and this is what my concern is about a lot of the genetically modified food and now salmon. Forget about the fact that this shouldn't even have been out there in the public domain. But the stuff that is genetically modified and out there, like salmon, for instance, You can't, once it's out in the world, you can't control it.
Well, is Monsanto going to sue this farmer for having?
I don't know. I don't see anybody suing Monsanto. Who's suing Monsanto today? Other than the
Indiana farmer, but he lost.
No. But didn't Hungary? I want to say sued Monsanto, or India sued Monsanto.
It was India,
and they won. And and now our government tried to get them to back down. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And now our government went over there and says, look, you know, back down. And I hope India didn't back down. I don't know whatever happened with that story. It kind of got squelched. So hopefully the United States wasn't successful in getting the Indian government to back down on their suit against Monsanto.
Well, because of this, the wheat futures fell.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan suspended imports of Western white wheat and feed wheat from the U.S. and canceled an order.
Yeah. So, you know, here we go. Japan, you said, or China?
Japan.
So Japan doesn't want our wheat. They don't want genetically modified wheat. This is really a scary time.
Here's what a statement from Monsanto. There are no food, feed, or environmental safety concerns associated with the presence of the Roundup Ready gene if it is found to be present in wheat.
That's their opinion. They can't prove that. If this French, if the French government pursues some additional studies and finds out that both the corn itself and exposure to the pesticide cause cancer in rats, then this is my problem with this. Okay, when Monsanto says things like this, and now perhaps we'll have an opportunity to prove them wrong. When do they get sued? When do they get put out of business? This government will protect them.
Oh, they will.
Oh, man. It's terrible. He who feeds the feeds the world controls the world. Think about that. You don't have to lift a gun, shoot a gun. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to pull a trigger. You don't have to put on a bayonet. You don't have to drop a bomb. But if you control the food, you control the people.
The USDA said in a statement, there are no genetically engineered wheat varieties approved for general planting in the U.S. So why do they not approve wheat, but they do corn?
Well, they just haven't done it yet because Monsanto has to pay them for the process. Don't forget, it's all about pay as you go here. Monsanto has to submit it. It probably cost them millions and millions of dollars to get the submission through and the approval for a genetically modified organism. Those are dollars that the government wants. It's like, hey, wait a minute. You can't just put this stuff out there without us getting our money. It's all about the government making money here. It's not about protecting the people.
We have a show on Monday, the dietary intake of wheat and other cereal grains and their role in inflammation.
Yeah. And this is, I like this story because this fits into Dr. Bill Davis's discussion in Wheat Belly. And there are still people out there. I've had people on my show that have said, you know, wheat and grain is not a problem and we've adapted to it and we can eat it and so on and so forth. And, you know, maybe you're right. We have adapted to it and we can eat it, but it's not good for you. And if we agree that inflammation is at the root of most of the diseases in this world today, then we can agree that something that produces inflammation is not a good thing. And keep in mind that these are the same things that we're supposed to feed the world with.
Mm-hmm.
I guess those people over there, it's like, well, they're going to die anyway, so let them eat grain and corn and, you know.
Well, and it says here in the abstract that the U.S. advises individuals to eat adequate amounts of whole grain products per day.
Right.
And cereal grains contain anti-nutrients such as wheat gluten and wheat lectin.
And we talked about, and you know what? And I started talking about anti-nutrients when I first had Dr. Lauren Cordain on the show. His group was doing a study on the peanut lectin and showed that the peanut lectin specifically attacks the endothelium of major arteries and causes the type of inflammatory damage that attracts plaque. And that's when I started doing research on these anti-nutrients. What are anti-nutrients? They're nature's pesticides. They're designed to make bugs and stuff sick if they try to eat these things. It's all part of genetic protection. And seed products have a higher degree of these anti-nutrients because they carry the DNA, the genetic message, for that species to keep going on and on. And so if it kills a bug, it may not kill us, but it makes us sick. And sometimes the illness doesn't show up. It's internal. It's inflammation. I mean, it's just when you look at this all together, you go to yourself, wow, you know, a lot of the things that the government tells us to eat because they've invested a lot of money in it and because it's quote-unquote economical, really isn't good for us. And when you realize that, you come full circle and ask, why is the government continuing to promote things that they know are making the people sick? And I don't care how you answer that question, whether you say, oh, well, now the government has got their wish, they're going to be in the healthcare business, so you're going to be paying them money every time you get sick, so it's in their best interest that you get sick. But at some point in time, the payers are going to run out of money. The people who are so sick and the people who have the ability to pay are moving away or getting sick too. The government's going to run out of influx of new money. This is a Ponzi scheme that's going to run out of, it's going to run out of gas eventually. You're either going to move out of this country or you're going to get sick or you're going to bear the burden. 100% of your income is going to be confiscated in one way or another, paid out to keep the people in institutions and on meds and everything else. I mean, there's no other way it can play out. It's just a matter of time. You just have to look at the progression of it. More and more people get sick. That's less people who are earning livings. Their tax dollars have to go to pay all, for all these other things. And it's, I don't see, I don't understand how the government thinks that this can perpetuate for very long.
I just want to mention really quick the makers of Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yeah, right.
They just had to pay a $4 million settlement class law action lawsuit because they were accused of making false nutritional claims.
Well, but you know what? They got slapped on their hand. What were their nutritional claims?
Oh, well, first of all, right on their box, I'm looking at the photo, it says it's USDA organic.
And it's not.
No. And I'm not sure what the other claims were, but... here it is. Frosted Mini Wheat improves kids' attentiveness, memory, and other cognitive functions to a degree not supported by competent clinical evidence.
Yeah, right. And I mean, if you want to give your kids something that's going to jumpstart their brain in the morning, try eggs that have choline.
Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on, really?
Really?
Well, you know what? You know what I'm waiting for? When is the American Heart Association going to stop them say heart-healthy grains?
Well, I mean, they can say heart-healthy, but the makers of walnuts.
Yeah, the growers of walnuts
can't
say.
The Diamond Walnuts, they can't put heart-healthy on their bags.
Right. I mean, you know, the American Heart Association is another one. I mean, the research is out there. I understand you get a lot of money so that they can say heart-healthy, but... Maybe it's time to start taking the high road and protecting people's lives instead of getting money. I mean, if you have to cut some of the staff and lighten the burden of the organization so that you can be honest and tell the truth about what foods are causing heart disease, that's what you're going to have to do.
Tell the truth?
Yeah, go figure, right?
Really?
Yeah. All right, we have to take a break.
Okay.
All right, so stay tuned. We've got a lot more, obviously. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We'll be right back.
Dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no no ordinary dessert with 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. We're going to get on to listener comments and questions because we have a lot of them. So we're going to take the next two segments to cover those.
Yes. I first wanted to address the app that you can download on your smartphone. We've had a lot of people send that to us, and the original.
Yeah, the original. I misstated. The person who sent this app to me way long ago was Evan Nilsson.
Okay.
And Facebook, and I found that I was like, oh my God, look when he sent it to me. And just for the record, you really should send everything and anything that you want addressed on the show to Elisa, because I have 4,000 unread emails in my inbox, tons of unread messages in Facebook.
Yeah, he's way more popular than me.
Oh, please. I'm also overwhelmed. So.
Yeah, send it to me and I'll take care of it. I try to scan your things too, but it's not always done. But anyway, so the app Boycott, it's BUYCOTT. They've evidently had so many people, 10 people every second downloading this app that it's kind of crashed on them, and it's been a bit overwhelming for the people. So right now they're trying to fix it. So I'm
now
not
think
sure.
About that. 10 people a second who are interested in avoiding Monsanto as a company. Think about that. Think about you know what? I keep saying the power is at the base of the pyramid. Think about that.
10 people every second.
This government is the tail and we are the dog. Okay. And the tail is wagging the dog right now. It's time for the dog to take control of its tail. And you know what? We don't want Monsanto products. People out there who want them, God bless you, go get them.
The maker of the app said he had to pull the Android app because he wasn't able to address the issues. So he pulled the Android app. I hope they bring it back up for Android users.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. It's a very popular app, obviously. So there you go. But thank you to Evan Nilsson, and sorry for not giving you the appropriate credit for sending that link to me a long time ago. Okay, what's next?
Okay, so I'll just start with our listener questions. This was from Ecuador Coast Monbi Bahi.
Okay.
Do you know if they still have grass-fed cow milk in Ecuador?
I don't know. I went to the website that I go to. Anytime somebody asks me, where do I get grass-fed raw milk in my community, is realmilk.com. And that's a website that is partially sponsored by the Weston A. Price Foundation and also farmtoconsumer.org, which we just had one of the attorneys on yesterday, Elizabeth Rich, who defended Vernon Hershberger in Wisconsin and won. Yay. Okay. But, the story's not over yet, obviously. But realmilk.com does not list South America at all. So either they don't have the information or maybe South America has plenty of raw milk. They list, obviously, every place in the United States, every state, every city, where you can find raw milk or a buying club and so on. They list Africa, Canada, Asia, including Japan and Malaysia, Australia and Micronesia, and 15 countries in Europe, including Germany, France, Eastern Europe, Croatia. So you can get raw milk probably in Ecuador, but you're going to have to find the farmer, I would imagine. And I can't imagine that too hard. I got to believe that there's still a lot of rural communities there. So unfortunately, I looked and I couldn't find a definitive answer for you. I'm sorry.
Okay, the next one comes from Will Sewell. I was listening to your show using my Stitcher radio app today. I'd put a decal on my car, but not a bumper sticker. Don't make bumper stickers. Traditionally, decals are the static cling decals are the way to go. By the way, your show is great. So much great information. I was doing yard work when I heard you speaking about the women protesting Abercrombie and Fitch, and I couldn't stop laughing because your explanation of those women was so dead on. Keep up the great work.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Thank you. See, I get some people like me. Not everybody likes me.
And speaking of Abercrombie and Fitch, I read an article this morning that the H&M CEO said that their models were too skinny, and that's one of the reasons why they had the plus model, the one we talked about last week, that was a prior Victoria's Secret, and she decided to go with the plus model, and that's why they had her.
And she's a size 14 now, right?
Yes.
And you know what? I don't have a problem with anybody carrying plus size clothes or clothes. Everybody has a place to shop. It's not like nobody is carrying plus size clothes or no, you know. The idea of picking on Abercrombie and Fitch was just nonsense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was actually driving someplace the other day in a parking lot, and I saw Lane Bryant, and I thought, you know what would be fun? To get a bunch of, fitness models and get signs and have them walk in front of Lane Bryant and go, we demand you carry size 0 and size 2 and size 4. We demand it. And what would Lane Bryant go? They'd go, no, this is a plus-size store. We're not going to do that. So that's just nonsense what they did to Abercrombie. It's kind of like the whole, it goes in hand with the whole, your tea kettle looks like Adolf Hitler. Really?
Do these people not have anything?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
These are the same people who keep sending you invitations to Farmville and stuff. This is it. They're like, oh, I'm tired of playing for Farmville. I know. Let me go picket a store because they don't sell left-handed screwdrivers and I'm left-handed. It's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who are on disability a lot of times too. Who else has, you said to me the other day, boy, you don't go on the forums anymore. You don't have any time. I says, no, who has time for the forums anymore? Who has time? If you're engaged in life, who has time for this stuff?
I guess not if you have 4,000 emails in your inbox.
Well, I mean, I got to pick and choose what I have time to read. I know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. This one is from Jason Frotz. Is that how you
I think it's Frotz.
Frotz. Sorry, Frotz. Jason. Yeah. Frotz. Some information you might find interesting. I work at a mine in Wyoming called a trauma mine, where we mine trauma, or as you might call it, sodium bicarbonate.
Oh, yeah, good
That's
stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just starting to take that right now, thanks to Adele Musa.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe you did a show on the stuff a few months ago. Mm-hmm. It is mined here in a Griven River, Wyoming. I believe this is the only place that has it. We are one of the 5 mines that mine this bed of trona, producing 3,000 to 6,000 tons a day.
Wow.
This mine is 800 to 1,000 feet deep, and they say there are more intersections down there than San Francisco. When mined, it looks like a brown/tan-colored crystal, but as soon as it gets wet, it turns white. Mm. It is then sent to the surface and crushed, heated, boiled, filtered, and dried into the finished product, where it will be turned into glass, toothpaste, laundry soap, baking powder, and many other things. I've been underground mining it, and at this time work in the refinery processing it. Dreaded night shifts. Laugh out loud. Hope you find it a tad interesting.
Oh, my God, that's so interesting.
It's very interesting.
I didn't know that's where they got it. I mean, I never realized that they mined it. I thought they made it in, you know.
If we ever come to Wyoming, I want to tour the mine.
Yeah.
Would they let us?
Oh, they'll let you. They'll be like, Carl, you have to stay here. We're going to take her down for morale for
the
guys.
Wouldn't that be interesting to see that?
Yeah, I would like that. I would like that.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about next?
Do you want to read any or you want me to read them all?
No, I have this one here that I do want to cover.
Okay.
Okay, so I wrote an article the other day. It's time to stop calling type 2 diabetes, because it's acquired diabetes. It is not something that, like a type 1 diabetic, generally, some people say it's an autoimmune disorder. There's a lot of debate on why the pancreas stops working. But they have to go on frank insulin right away or die. And so I said, it's time to stop calling type 2 diabetes type 2 and start calling it acquired diabetes, because people give it to themselves over time, right? And I got a lot of people who agreed with me and shared the article. Well, apparently, Sean B. is his name, commented on the article today saying, this article is retarded.
Retarded.
Yeah, T1 here, meaning he has type 1 diabetes. T2 is not a reversible condition, he says. The media warps views such as yours. When they say T2 is cured, now notice he goes from reversible to cured, okay? So this is a big mistake. You use two separate terms that mean very different things, okay? When the media says, when they say type 2 diabetes is cured, they simply mean the individual no longer has to take meds for it. Duh. This is primarily because of diet. The caveman diet, for instance, the keto diet, works very well for type 2 diabetes because you stop eating carbs. Sean, you don't stop eating carbs on the caveman diet. Okay? You're completely incorrect about that as well. You still eat carbs. You don't eat bread and pasta and potatoes and cookies and candy and starches and sugars. Okay?
You eat vegetables.
You eat yams. You can still eat complex carbs. But okay, let's go on. This diet can eventually help you leave the meds. If you try to go back to the normal diet, you will still have type 2.
Normal?
Bingo. Okay? I actually prefer type 1 over type 2. But that's my opinion, and I respect your opinion. Okay, so here's my... And then he went on to post a bunch of other things. I said on our Supreme Radio page...
This was the network page.
Right. And I said, I will cover this today on the show. And he immediately said, I would really love to see scientific backing this media-based article. And then he posts a link to WebMD, and he posts a couple of links that I haven't released yet to other types of articles about this same thing, one from diabetes.org and so on. Okay. And I have a ton of research that shows that you can, quote-unquote, reverse insulin resistance if the pancreas has not been so damaged that it can still produce some insulin. It can completely be reversed. If you don't need meds anymore, Sean, you don't have the disease, okay? So you're really splitting hairs here. The whole idea of curing something, so I asked Adele Musa. I said, if someone has cancer, and let's say we attribute the cancer to high-risk behavior like tobacco use, cigarette smoking. They quit smoking. They undergo chemotherapy. The cancer goes away 8 years later. They have no cancer. Are they cured? Yes, technically they are. They're cured. Now they go back and they start smoking cigarettes again. 5 years later, their cancer comes back. Were they not cured if they got their cancer back? They were still cured. The high-risk behavior is what's causing the problem. There are a ton of equally insightful articles out there, some of them in some really, really good publications that show that you can reverse type 2 diabetes in a person whose pancreas is still somewhat intact. Now, if somebody has type 2 diabetes for 30 years, 20 years, and every cell in the pancreas, every islet cell in the pancreas has died, yeah, you're right. They are now type 1 diabetic. The pancreas doesn't work anymore. But the average type 2 diabetic who's taking metformin and glucophage and still eating the crap food that they eat can get off their meds. That absolutely proves that your statement is wrong. They've reversed the disorder. They've reversed it. If they don't need meds, they've reversed it. And what you consider a normal diet is, you know, lots of bread and pasta and the average American diet. Yes, you're right. If they start eating that way, they will develop it again. The Pima Indian are a perfect example. The Pima Indian are genetically predisposed to diabetes if they eat the Western diet. But if they eat a more ancestral diet, they don't develop it. So you're going to split hairs and say the ones who stopped eating the food that perpetuated the disease didn't reverse it because they no longer have to take meds?
But why would they go back to eating his so-called, I mean, it's normal to him. It's not normal to us.
No. And you know what? I'm not angry. I'm not upset. But you know what? This is misinformation. WebMD says, yeah, you can't reverse type 2 diabetes through diet and exercise alone. Well, you know what? Maybe a very small percentage of people fall into that category. But the large number of people who listen to this show, who have experienced insulin resistance, who have reversed it by changing the way they eat and exercise, would argue with you that you're wrong. And that's it. So I stand on what the article states. And I'm sorry you have type 1 diabetes. I really am. I'm not angry, but I'm angry with the statement. Okay? There you go.
Okay, can we go forward? Or?
No, we have to take a break. I went long. Okay, let's take a break, and when we come back, do we have any particular questions to read?
We have a lot more, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right, so stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We'll be right back.
Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this song. It's a mashup of Elvis Costello and what's this guy's name?
I have no idea.
He was very popular in the 80s, the background music. He did that song Dancing on the Ceiling. Oh, what a feeling, dancing on the ceiling.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah, Lionel Richie and Elvis Costello.
Okay, so this is a comment from Ron Davis. Hi, Carl. I've been following your show for 2 years and have been using information from you and your guests, particularly Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson, in preparing my local bodybuilders for natural competition. Deadlifts and squats are a major part of the training, and the changes are amazing. Cutting on protein and fats has also saved muscle wastage, I'm sure. Thank you for your time and effort you put into your show.
And I saw pictures of him. He looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. He does look
some
good.
Pictures. Yeah, very, very good. Thank you so much for saying that. The next one comes from Walter Santoni, who operates the True Iron Crew on Facebook, and they have some nice T-shirts and stuff, too. He says, hey, Carl and Elisa, what do you think about Applegate hot dogs? He was watching the CEO's video on YouTube. Seems like a legit hot dog company. What are your thoughts? So I checked it out. Well, if you're going to eat hot dogs, they look like they would be a good choice. They adhere to humanely raised pork and beef, no antibiotics, no steroids, and a vegetarian diet for the cows. I guess if it was grass pasture fed, if they said those words, meaning that they're not eating corn and grain, I'd feel even better about it because the omega-3 to omega-6 ratios might be more favorable. But I think if you're going to eat a hot dog, it's not a bad choice. It looks like it might be a good choice. So that's it.
What about the whole thing? Like I just read an article that processed meats cause autoimmune disease.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with nitrates and the fillers and the things that they use. I don't think there is something intrinsically dangerous about eating the low quality cuts of meat that usually find their way into sausage products and chopped, flaked, and formed meats. Usually what they do is they take pieces of beef and pork that they can't sell, these low quality cuts, and they grind them up and glue them together, so to speak, with gelatin. And I don't think that is intrinsically bad for you. I think the problem with it is, number one, if the animals are receiving lots of antibiotics, obviously, if the animals are eating artificial diets and have a higher omega-6 to omega-3 ratio than necessary, but more importantly, the nitrates and nitrites and the additives that they put in, the high salt and so on and so on, I think that is where the problem arises from with processed foods. And it says on their website that they do not use any nitrates or fillers. They use a little paprika, and apparently it's a low-sodium product, and they use sea salt. So, like I said, if you're going to eat a hot dog, like let's say you have a barbecue, and you're like, oh, the heck with it. I'm going to eat hot dogs this weekend. Yeah, I think that Applegate organic and natural meats might be a good choice for you if you're going to eat a hot dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one is from Samir Banga.
Yeah.
Hi, Carl and Elisa. I was considering doing a 48 to 72 hour famine later on in the year for charity. So although this may be a slightly offhand topic, I was wondering if you could address the best way to approach it and if I should prepare in any way. I will have no trouble giving up food for that long as I have previously fasted, mainly just curious regarding muscle loss and any metabolic effects doing so could have. I would only be consuming coffee, either coffee, tea, or water during the famine fast. Thanks for all you do.
I mean, if you can't, I mean, personally, I would include, essential amino acids, maybe, or something, some EAAs, not BCAAs. I would use EAAs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not BCAAs?
Because BCAAs are only three of the amino acids that program the body to create new protein or protect protein synthetic response. EAAs are all the amino acids you actually need to build muscle. Or preserve muscle. Now, I know that there is, I mean, I'm saying this knowing that taking EAAs by themselves, as Adele Moussa has pointed out in the past, is not necessarily the best thing in the world to do for a prolonged period of time. But if you have nothing else, in you, you're not eating anything, you're going to have coffee, tea, and water, I would see if you can lace your water with essential amino acids. That's the only thing I can think of. So that your body doesn't break down and start scavenging a lot of muscle mass, and maybe even tilt you towards using fat. That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know if they'll allow you to do that in this this fast, famine fast that you're doing.
What do you mean, like eating coconut oil?
No.
You said body using fat. Oh, body fat. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
he'll get super lean. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, that's the only thing I can think of is some essential amino acids. And you know what? Adele Moussa may have an opinion about this. I know he's listening to the show live, mm-hmm. and he'll post it on Facebook, and we'll share it on your wall later. How about that?
Okay.
So, okay, the next question comes from, let's see if I can get down
this
here.
This is from Samir also, and it's a comment.
Oh, it is, yeah. Okay. He says, by the way, here's a really stupid nutritional idiocy for you. One of my friends who just became a qualified nutritionist in Australia, I should add, was taught that 75% of a person's macros should consist of carbs. 75%. Yeah. And if they're the wrong carbs, obviously insulin resistance is in their future. That's plain ridiculous. My brother pointed out to me that this is an old recommendation from the 70s and America. As this doesn't correlate with either Australian or current U.S. nutritional advice. This is someone who just graduated last year. Not only to be given and thus espousing wrong ideas. I can't get my damn, there it goes. I was reading just the top of the sentence and figuring out what the letters were. Not only being given and thus espousing wrong ideas, but also quite simply outdated even by poor standards. Throws me up in arms. Even my brother who follows mainstream advice was shocked by this. And that's because there is a lot of bad information still out there. There's a lot of groups that are still adhering to very, very old paradigms about nutrition. That's why I say it again. Where you get your information is going to determine whether or not you develop a disease sometime in your future.
That's why you need to take advantage of the things, resources that you have and do your critical thinking.
Bingo. Critical thinking plays a big role in all this. If it doesn't make sense to you, like it doesn't make sense to him, you have to ask yourself, what should I do? What do I think I should do?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, absolutely. The next question comes from Chad Jarrett. He says, hey, Carl, I'm a huge fan and regular longtime listener. I've listened to the Lane Norton interview a few times now, trying to digest everything he was saying about metabolic adaptation, not damage, right? And I had a thought. He's right, because I called it metabolic damage, I think. But it really is adaptation that we're talking about here. Okay, so he says, now, based on other things I've learned from your show, high-carb diets are not really all that good for you. And if you're interested in cutting, a high-protein, high-fat diet is superior to a low-fat diet. Lane's mentions a female who is eating 450 grams of carbs and 90 grams of fat a day, and I couldn't help but think back to the things that I've learned in the past, and I had a thought. Perhaps the metabolic adaptation, metabolic damage, is actually a result of the low fat intake in the diet. This is a good point. I would never claim to or assume that I know more than Dr. Norton, but my gut is telling me that the metabolic damage comes from the low fat intake and not necessarily the low calorie intake. I think John Kiefer would agree. I've read both Carb Night Solution and Carb Backloading. And the takeaway I gained was that the fat intake has to stay higher than the carb intake in order for your body to maintain its ability to burn fat. And secondarily, carbs must be dosed intermittently in order to keep leptin levels high and prevent reverse T3 levels from rising. These are all very valid points. Just a thought I wanted to throw your way. I don't know if you even have time to respond to emails or messages, but I wanted to throw an idea your way to see what you thought. Thank you for everything you do on Superhuman Radio, and best and most informative resource out there, Chad. And I have to agree with him, and I'll tell you why. Not because I know anything about this, but because from the things that I learned from Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, who 30 years ago wrote the anabolic diet based on the high-protein, high-fat model, that he learned from a lot of the research that Stefansson did and Weston A. Price did. So I have to agree with him. I think that that might be the reason. When we look at some of the bodybuilding diets of yesteryear, like the ultra-low-fat intake diets, we know that these athletes become fatigued and overtrained very easily. And even peripheral and central nervous system responses start to change. And as soon as they increase fat into their diet again, they normalize. So this is really a good point.
Okay, this is a comment from Linda Shafrick.
Yeah, yeah.
Performing the most minimal of body weight exercises for the past 18 months, I find that I am significantly stronger. I now get a bit ticked off when male staff feel they have to help me with heavier items when I am shopping. They feel that they are helping me, but I am only letting them carry the items if they are determined to keep, if they are determined to keep the peace. I leave the shop a little resentful that I missed out on a weight-bearing task.
Yeah, that's funny. And, you know, this is something that I struggle with, too. So there's times where I'm out in the world and I'll see a woman about to do something, lift a heavy bag, and I question whether or not I should try to help. I think that in this day and age, you should wait for the woman to look to you and ask you to help or indicate, gee, I could use some help with this. Because we want women to be strong, and we want women to bear the burden of these loads themselves.
The other day, I was at home, and I got a delivery from the UPS guy, and he carries it over. And I was out in the front yard, actually, and he walks
working.
Up to me. I was out working, and he hands it to me. He goes, "Well, here, let me carry it for you. It's really heavy." I said, "No, I can handle it. That's why I go to the gym."
Yeah.
And he handed it to me, and he looked at me. He goes, "That's really heavy." And I said, "Well, I can carry it." He goes, "Most people get, like, really afraid to carry packages." And he was, I guess, saying most women, but he didn't say women. So.
Yeah, most people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think I understand being polite and chivalry is not dead, but in this day and age, I think it has to be solicited. The woman should let you know, "Nah, I want you to carry this." And I think women should say no. Linda, if you grab a package and somebody says, "Oh, let me get that for you," laugh and say, "No, I'd rather get it myself," and that's it. And don't worry about keeping the peace.
Okay, I have several questions here from Alva Valdez.
Yeah, right.
"Hi, Elisa. Could you please ask Carl the following questions? I have a friend who is going through a health challenge at the moment. Everything seems to hurt him. He has these immediate negative reactions to supplements, to most foods, to paper, to cell phones, to EMFs, and the list goes on. He is always tired and his digestion is bad. He took a blood test and was found that he tested positive for Mycoplasma F. He has seen a huge number of doctors through the years all proclaim that they knew how to help him and get him well, though the sad truth is they all failed. Not only has he been on a clean diet for over a year and has been on this one doctor's treatment where he takes multiple supplements as a result of a blood test that showed he was low on some things and he needed to take them, and yet he is worse than he's ever been on this doctor's treatment. He can't get out in the sun. His hair is falling out. His skin is very dry and loose now. His body cannot hold on to the water he drinks, and he's always fatigued. It seems like he has an immune system malfunction or too many accumulated toxins in his body, or maybe both. At this point, he does not know where to go for help, so I was wondering if there are any really good doctors that you can recommend that might be able to help my friend and get him well once and for all. Thanks so much."
Yeah. Man, he, you know, This is a really difficult one to I'm wondering if maybe.
Here's an addendum. She sent this also. This is something else she wanted to add. My friend has tried colloidal silver hydrosol systematic enzymes, and he even tried eating raw meat, but he's met with failure. He had immediate negative reactions to all of the above. I had to tag this on as a part of the question for further clarification of his health situation.
First of all, what are the negative reactions? I need to understand what the negative reactions are. Does he feel sick? Does he vomit? Does he get dizzy? Does he break out in hives? I mean, what are the negative reactions? Because I'll tell you something that I learned. When you have an issue that develops over time, sometimes when you're going in the right direction to reversing it, you kind of have to go through those woods again, so to speak. So you may develop some of the symptoms for a short period of time before you actually get better. So I would wonder what do you mean when you say he has immediate negative reactions to supplements, to most foods, and to paper? And what I mean, are they all the same? Does he react, or to paper he breaks out in hives, but you know, to food he throws up? What are these? And the other thing is, I would recommend that he work with
Pam Colleen. Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. Pam Colleen be somebody good?
Yeah. I would recommend that he work with Pam Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend that you reach out to Pam. If you need me to give you her email address, just message Elisa again, and we'll give you her email address. And I think that that's somebody that, because she'll do the right kind of testing to determine what's going on. But, again, she's going to want to know, you know, what are these reactions? Are they all the same? Does he react? Does he vomit no matter what he does? Does he break out in hives, or are they all different to all different things? That's critical to understand.
And here's just some more questions by Alva. There are some guests on your show that recommend having salt in the diet. There are others that mention that salt is inorganic and does not belong in the human body. Which one is it?
Oh, I don't think salt is. It doesn't belong. Salt definitely belongs in the human body.
Is it good or is it better avoided? Can you please interview a guest on this topic?
Adele Musa can answer these questions. Adele and I have been having discussions about sodium in the diet. The importance of it. Adele made a point yesterday on Subversity. He says when you exercise, you lose 600% more sodium than magnesium. And if you look at the current dietary recommendations for salt intake or sodium intake versus magnesium intake, they're really not applicable to those of us who exercise, which is part of what I think one of my problems I'm having right now that is part of the overtraining response is that I have avoided salt other than the salt that naturally occurs in the foods that I eat. And I not only sweat profusely when I work out, but then I take saunas. I think that I'm seriously, I'm waiting for my blood work. I just went yesterday and gave 16 vials of blood. If you can believe that.
I have to go Monday.
Yeah. Dr. Andre is giving me, he gave 28 different panels we had.
But now we do, you've been putting salt on your avocado and
it
tastes so good.
And I'm going to start using sodium bicarbonate. Adele uses it and it's helped him a lot. And I'm going to start using like a teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate a few times a day, and hence there's sodium in it. No, the body needs sodium. You'll have a heart attack if you don't have any sodium in your body.
Why are metallic minerals needed? Can't we get the same minerals but in an organic form, i.e. derived from algae, and obtain the same benefits?
Of course. Of course. You get iron from liver and from B vitamins. I mean, and B vitamins from beef and liver. Yes, absolutely. You should be. I mean, if you're supplementing with metallic nutrients, you know, you have to be careful because they accumulate in the body. The body is not efficient at getting things like vanadyl sulfate, vanadium, out of your body. That's why you shouldn't take vanadium indefinitely. If you're looking for the insulin sensitizing effects of vanadium, you should take very small doses for a short period of time, and that's it. Not every single day. And quite frankly, it doesn't affect insulin as much as it does GLUT4. So it works through a different mechanism in getting glucose into the cell. But yes, I agree. You should get them from your food. But you know what no one has done? And I just did this recently, and you watched me. Go to the USDA website and look up the food you eat and find out what nutrients you're getting now, how much calcium, how much magnesium, how much potassium, how much iron, how much vitamin C. Look at all these things. You'll find that you're getting a lot of this stuff. If you're eating a well-rounded diet, you're getting a lot of these things. You don't need the supplements. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay. What are your thoughts on oxidative therapies, i.e. ozone, hydrogen peroxide IVs, ozone IVs, et cetera? Can you interview someone on the subject or have a show talking about the subject?
I can interview. I'm not a big believer in ozone. I know there's a lot of these people out there who go and get ozone infusions. The reason I'm not a believer in it yet is because I don't know enough about it. So yes, we will do a show on it and get to the bottom of it because I'd like to know more about it as well. I've heard about them curing cancer and, you know, all these other things. And I know a couple people now that go for very, very expensive ozone infusions to stay young.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to try that.
I don't know. I want to, you know, ozone is very dangerous.
Is it?
Well, to your lungs it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people used to buy about in the 90s. There was an MLM selling ozone generators. Put them in your home because it makes the air smell like ocean water.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were saying, oh, ozone is good for you. It's the smell that you smell after a rain. So it must be good for you. And they were selling these ozone generators. Well, guess what? Ozone is high on days where pollution is the worst and people... their lungs don't work, and they have, and people with cardiac issues have strokes and heart attacks when ozone. And I was like, really? You're going to put ozone in your house?
Let alone put it in your body.
I mean, I'm not sure about ozone yet, but I'll do a show about it for sure. The next one comes from Khan Santori Davison, and he sent this to me on Facebook, and it really is funny. He said he took the kids to the doctor yesterday for a checkup. I just kind of randomly asked why. Do they give the shots in the arm now instead of the hip or butt like when I was a kid? The doctor said it's because a lot of the kids today are bigger, what he really means is fatter, and the shots just don't take well to bigger buttocks. So as a whole, most doctors opt for the shoulder arm because it's usually always lean while being somewhat at least painful, a painful spot. Oh, it's a least painful spot. Somewhat a least painful spot. I didn't think the arm was least painful. I think it's more painful, but it could be. He says, I don't bother to do research. I didn't bother to research her statement, but it does make sense. Kids are bigger. In fact, me and my friends always talk about it, that when we were young, there was only one fat kid in the class. Yeah, and he was me, Con. He was. Now I pick my kids up from school, and there are several. I know all of this is loose science judgment, but I'm sure there is some validity in it somewhere, LOL. And he's right. We looked at a picture of my dad's high school graduating class. There was one fat guy in the class. Everybody else was lean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the fat kid in school when I was a kid. I was the fat kid. So, and there weren't other fat kids in my classes. So, you know, it really stigmatized me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Today, kids are fatter. And sure, if they've got a good inch and a half of fat on that butt, what is the doctor going to use? A 2.5-inch needle? Most doctors use an inch to an inch and a quarter needle for a kid. And that won't even pierce the fat. So, very good point.
That's it.
Is that really it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think we got everybody's questions and comments.
I think we did. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate mail about some of the things I said about type 2 diabetes being reversible. So let the flaming begin. And I do appreciate Sebastian's comments because it raises these questions. It's important to discuss this sort of stuff. And Monsanto, just email me and I'll give you my address to send that $500,000 check. There you go. You have anything else to say?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you for listening this week. We have a lot of great shows planned for next week. We'll see you then.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.